Now, the rationale for our study was to focus on ecosystem service assessment, but looking at two distinctly different perspectives. One is the biophysical perspective, things that we can measure, and also the socioeconomic perspectives, because we have seen also in the literature gaps that combine these different perspectives together to conduct a true ecosystem service assessment. So it was a study that covered different domains that represent also the ecosystem, the ecosystem itself. The objective was to bundle and harmonize the biophysical and ecological perspectives and also the human perceived benefits for integrative ecosystem service assessment. We looked at various ecosystem domains, the atmosphere, pathogenic, hydrologic, and the anthropogenic, to use different types of indicators, as shown here on this slide, to characterize various three ecosystem services: climate regulation, carbon sequestration, and nutrient cycling. Because these type of services, as we understand it, define the benefits that we can derive for humans. For example, enhancement of air quality, renewal of soil quality, and clean water provision. The study was conducted in the northern portion of Florida, in the Suwannee River Basin. It's quite large, close to 20,000 square kilometers in size, and stretches over a landscape that is quite diverse in terms of land use, topography, and also use. We considered four different contrasting scenarios to implement our ecosystem service assessment. First one was grow with awareness. People are, in this scenario, very optimistic about climate, in particular using means to mitigate global climate warming. They are aware of the importance of ecosystem services. Whereas in the scenario gain economic value, the focus is on rapid economic growth and all the implications that come with it. In the scenario grow toward a projection, the projected trend of the model projections are from various sources, in particular those things that are measurable, including land use change trajectories, climate change projections, population projections, a few examples. Whereas the business as usual scenario assesses and assumes that current socio-ecological trends continue on. And this scenario is possibly in between the GA and GP scenario. Now, to implement our work, we used a Bayesian belief network, BBN, and this type of modeling framework allows to look at the interaction in the network that are defined by conditional dependencies using probabilistic inference from Bayes' theorem. So they are well suited for quite complex problems because they also incorporate the uncertainty of relationships, in particular of those ecosystem services and properties and indicators that we cannot quantify very well. But the combinations of qualitative and quantitative metrics were incorporated into the model analysis, and I will show that to you on the following slides, because they are able to represent complex systems through variables, but also through their interrelationships between different ecosystem properties. Now, here's an example of an BBN structure where we have the scenarios on top and the biophysical measurable components are plotted here on top, representing tier two. And as you can see, there are various relationships that are expressed, ranging from land cover, how they interact with soil carbon, to finally also assess, for example, and infer on the terrestrial carbon stocks. The same is true for the track of air quality and water quality to represent these three ecosystem services that we try to look at. Here at the bottom, you see also the part that represents the socioeconomic perspective. in particular the awareness of soil quality, air quality, and water quality. And these type of inputs, the probabilities were derived from a large survey that was implemented in the Suwannee Basin with over 700 respondents, where the beliefs, the values, and also the perception of ecosystem services from residents of the area was collected. So in essence, this Bayesian belief network structure comprises all these different components and includes them in an overall ecosystem service score. So the methodology that underlies and to populate the BBN is summarized over here, where we use empirical data and findings. These were measurements from various projects that were incorporated to populate the model that I just showed you. GIS applications and literature studies, survey incorporation, from in particular covering the socioeconomic component, and also experts that were interviewed to derive some of the probabilities to populate the model. This model was implemented by Ploy Chakayev, a graduate student of mine. And I'm giving only the talk on behalf of her because she accepted another position, but that's another story. She is now faculty member at a university in Thailand. So I'm explaining the methodology as best as I can here. But you see, the probabilities come from different sources. And the network is flexible enough to take in all the different contributions, let it be quantifiable, as well as also the qualitative properties and include it into the network. The final ecosystem service score classification ranged from minus 90 to plus 90, and expressing, as you can see here, very bad to very good in terms of the ecosystem service as represented by the model. The model assessment, of course, the accuracy cannot be explicitly validated. Instead, a sensitivity analysis was conducted because it helps us to better understand the variations in model parameters and what type of effect they have on the model output. Now, here we see the results for all four different scenarios with an overall score of 47.7. Now, here these different boxes are populated according to an average of all four different scenarios, deriving the outputs of the three considered ecosystem services. Now, the probabilities that are included in this type of network differ from the other scenarios that were implemented based on the data inputs that I also showcased you the strategies to populate the model. Here, for example, the results for the business as usual scenario. As we can see here, the overall score is close to the average score. And we can look at the outputs in terms of the GA scenario here with 62, scenario results for the GE. See a negative, and we see here tremendous differences compared to the previous scenarios that I showed you. Now, important is, if we summarize the results and look at the ecosystem service scores, we see that the ecosystem scores differ tremendously. So, dependent on what type of scenarios are implemented. For example, row with awareness, the more ecological sensitive scenario receives the highest score in this case, whereas the gain economic value receives the lowest one. Now, these type of assessments highlight in terms of the not only the differences, but also in terms of the potential outputs, depending on the strategies that we implement in the future. And scenarios can also guide us in terms of visualizing the potential output for these studies. Now, if we look at the sensitivity analysis, there's one peculiar result that really stood out. if you look at the most sensitive factors, if it is carbon sequestration, climate regulation, or nutrient cycling, we see that actually some of the socioeconomic factors, like the awareness people have for soil quality or the awareness of air quality, were the most sensitive that had an impact on the final ecosystem service score, meaning that the values and the beliefs that people hold that translates into action, for example, management of a system, that translates into decision making by politicians, actually has the highest impact on the ecosystem score. Whereas some other properties, like we see as CO2 emissions or improved soil quality, actually rank lower. They are still sensitive, but relative to some of the socioeconomic parameters that were driving the ecosystem services as an overall score, ranked much higher. In terms of conclusions, the BBN model successfully integrated biophysical, ecological, and also socioeconomic perspectives. We see here the rankings of the different scenarios, the highest the GA, the lowest the GE, the economic growth scenario. Scenarios represent imagined possible future outcomes, and they are highly influenced, as we saw, by the ecosystem scores, by the perception and valuation that people hold. So the public awareness, the decision-making politics are quite important when we look at ecosystem services perceived from ecosystems themselves. So focusing on awareness enhancement rather than economic growth allows more room for improving the environment. And the integrated approach, considering different domains, has much value and promise to enhance our ecosystem service studies and assessments. And as new knowledge becomes available, these networks can be easily updated, giving us also reference points to future assessments and compare them with current ones. Thank you very much.
Does anyone have any questions?
Oh. Yeah. It's a software called Netica, yes. There's a small license fee required. It has the capability to, it's a standalone software. It's now also integrated in ArcGIS. If you are interested in to combine it with geographic systems analysis. Mm-hmm. All right.
Is there one more? Yep.
Yeah, Johan.
Well, very interesting. Of course, there are other studies that try to express all ecosystem services in financial terms.
Yeah.
And that becomes extremely difficult when you deal with the kind of social factors you talk about and all the factors that express opinions and feelings of people. And I think we should not even want to try that, because then we are all pushed into the economic direction, all only thinking in terms of monetary terms. So I'm fascinated by what you're having to do. Uh-huh. And I think it's extremely important to look at the various scenarios that way, not only looking at them.
It's true, because dollars have a specific connotation. And to put it on a really relative score, right, I think it makes more sense to me, because then we are getting away from thinking in terms of money, because some services and some indicators are extremely difficult to be quantified in dollar values in the first place. And I think with such an approach, we have a better chance to give equal value to the different various ecological indicators that actually produce an ecosystem service. The benefit.